Nothing Happens in Hollow Creek is a horror story. It contains unsettling sounds, descriptions of violence, and themes of missing persons, systemic neglect, and the way some lives are remembered while others are forgotten. This story is not suitable for all listeners. Discretion is advised. In Hollow Creek, just because it's quiet, don't mean you're safe. Sometimes the quiet is just the sound of waiting. Georgia summer is sticky hot. Sticks to your body like cling wrap. Heat settles into your skin and bones, and the cicadas give their winged ovation. If God is willing, and the creek don't rise, life in the small town of Hollow Creek goes on. To get there, you have to drive on down a handful of old curvy mountain roads that'll have you clinging to the wheel like a vise. Take a left at the fork with the 98 cent store, and you will find the sleepy town with a population hanging between 25 and 2600. Yeah, it's a quiet little town. But quiet don't mean safe. Not here. Sometimes it means something is in the way.
Okay, tell me this isn't gonna be huge. Like, if we do this right, this could be it. Picture this, Hollow Creek true crime, trending, top charts, NPR will be begging for interviews.
Yeah, Jordan. Or picture this, three college kids making a flop about mystery vibes in rural Nowheresville. Nobody listens, nobody cares.
Statistically speaking, Miles, people care about small places. Netflix has made a disproportionately large number of shows around small towns just like Hollow Creek. You was the one who told us this town had 12 active missing person cases going back 10 years. For a town this size, that's unnatural and unsolved.
Or maybe small towns are just full of people who wander off because they don't want to spend their whole lives in a boring little valley.
Except they haven't wandered back. Did y'all hear that? Like a...
Static? On the radio? Relax, Eli.
Three college students wanted to make a podcast about the things happening in the holler. Eli, Jordan, and Miles. They didn't see Hollow Creek yet. Just the hills and the endless trees blurring past in greens and browns. But the town was waiting. Something's in the wait. The Mountain Bend Motel squats at the edge of town, wrapped in faded paint that dates it to the 50s. But the buzzing neon sign in bubblegum pink and Chevy blue would fit it better to the 60s. Same sign blinking a vacancy, one letter always flickering out before it gives up entirely. The motel is built like a triangle of hallways. There's a courtyard in the middle of the triangle that is quite cozy with dewy grass, a couple hydrangea bushes, and one tall Bradford pear tree in the center of it all. The rooms line the inside of the triangle's walls. Each door is the same shade of chipped green. Each window is choked by heavy curtains. From the parking lot, Hollow Creek stretches downhill. A handful of storefronts freckle Main Street's face. A church steeple cuts above the tree line, and another one can be spotted a spitting distance below it. Beyond that, there is a forest that is thick with trees and shadows. This motel is the first and last thing most travelers see. Jordan barrels out of the car first. She wears a big grin, her red hair catching the dying light of their first day. Her t-shirt reads, "I'm just a little insane." But the way she shoulders her recorder bag, she looks like someone itching to prove she's not. Eli follows, quieter, curls half shadow in her eyes, camera strap always looped under her neck like a medal. She's scanning the motel, eyes sharp enough to peel the paint from the walls. Not like it would take a whole lot, though. And then there's Miles. Tall and sharp in a spiked jacket. Hands jammed in his pockets to let everyone know just how much he doesn't care. He wears a scowl like other folks wear sunglasses. To block out the rest of the world. But he watches carefully over the other two as well. Maybe more than he wants to admit. Every small town's got a place where the strangers pass through. In Hollow Creek, they've got the Mountain Bend Motel. Co-owned by Earl and Dolly Whitaker. Couldn't be kinder folks around. They take the motel under their careful watch, but Dolly's been known to be oh so forgetful if you pay in cash and don't break any windows.
Two rooms, right? Side by side. Y'all want to keep the locks bolted? AC might give a rattle, but it works. Ice machine's been busted for a little while now, but we've got a little fridge in here if you're needing something chill. And if y'all needing anything else while y'all here, just give a holler.
Night settles heavy into the holler. The kind of heavy that presses on your chest and keeps you staring at the ceiling. What woke you last night? What was that sound? By morning time, it's all gone. For the most part.
I swear this bed is made of cinder blocks. I couldn't sleep a wink last night.
Maybe it's the ghost that kept knocking on the wall. Don't blame the mattress.
Ghost? It was just plumbing. Rats. Pick your poison.
They dressed, packed their microphones and cameras, and stepped out into the mountain morning that was just getting the first breeze of autumn. A couple browning leaves in the parking lot, crinkly and crunchy. The motel's neon buzzed beneath the gray duvet of clouds. From the parking lot, the town had a steady slope down. Main Street stubbornly holding on with a couple lights on. Most places closed down after the demic blew through here.
The population here is just over 2,500. Just a couple heads more than the amount of people in my high school. But it feels even smaller. Half of these storefronts look closed.
Not all of them. Look, there's a dress shop, salon, and a gift store. Somebody's keeping the lights on.
Right she was. Most of the shops belong to the better-off women in town. The wives of men with more managerial roles at the poultry factory, the schools, or married into town hall. Places where money still trickled, even as the rest of Hollow Creek went through dry seasons.
Yeah, sure. Nothing screams thriving economy like a kitschy window store selling handmade soaps next to three boarded up windows.
The lampposts on Main Street all had flyers, layered thick, sun faded and curling at the edges. Some fresh, printed sharp and black and white. Others yellowed. Ghosts of ink washed out by rain.
Another missing person. Looks pretty recent too, based on all the weathering on all the others.
There's more of them. Look, down the block, every lamppost.
Small towns put up flyers for everything. Yard sales, missing cats and dogs, missing people. It all kind of looks the same.
The Hollow Creek Diner smells like coffee that has been burning since 6 in the morning. Vinyl booths patched with duct tape, walls crowded with photos of church groups, and the high school football team. A place where news and rumors traveled faster than the food came out. and everyone knew where everyone sat. Our college students were placed in the furthest back corner booth. Maybe because every other seat was reserved for regulars, or maybe because they stuck out like sore thumbs here. And there he was, Sheriff Nathan Calloway, a man built broad across the shoulders, with a kind of face carved hard by habitual frowning. Folks said he'd worn that same scowl long since before the badge. You could see the resemblance in Miles's face.
Sheriff Calloway? Hi, sorry to bother you. We're college students working on an investigative podcast. We're hoping we could talk to you about...
No, not here. Uncle Nate? Miles, your father said something about you heading my way, but he didn't say when. Why didn't you let me know you were in town? Where are you staying? We were staying at the motel up the road. The only one in town. Shacked up at the bend? With them? It's fine. We're fine. Wouldn't be my choice. But you never did care much about choices now, son, did you?
We're researching the missing persons cases. Just trying to understand the history, sir.
History is runaways and drifters. Folks looking for something better and not finding it here. It's not my job to chase ghosts and wanderers.
But 12 people are still missing, and for a town this size...
I said no! You'll disturb the people in town if you start making it seem like there's some sort of conspiracy. It is just runaways and drifters, like I said. You do better poking around Atlanta and stirring up shit around here. 725, code 6. We have an issue on revenue. Copy. On my way. You'll stay out of trouble. Don't drag these two with you, son. The town's got enough problems without college kids playing detective. He left behind the smell of menthol cigarettes and a silence heavy enough to stir with a spoon. Jordan sat with her notebook open, but her pen frozen halfway to the page. Eli stared down at the table, camera strapped tight around her hand. And Miles leaned back against the booth, jaw tight, watching the door swing shut.
Well, that was a bust. Sheriff Runaways and Drifters isn't gonna help us at all.
Told you. Uncle Nate doesn't talk to anyone he doesn't have to. Not even his nephew.
Then we look somewhere else. Missing persons create paper trails. Newspapers, church bulletin boards, school records. There gotta be something. The library keeps archives, right?
See? That's why we brought you, Sherlock. Let's go dig.
The Hollow Creek Public Library had that particular smell of dust and ink that some associate with comfort and belonging. Especially if you are Eli. Rows of shelves sagged with history, and tucked away in the back corner, a cabinet of yellow clippings. The kind that might disintegrate if you hold them too tightly.
Take to flip through old church bulletins.
She's in her natural habitat. Dust and mold. Maybe she's just getting comfortable.
Shh, quiet! I think I found something. Okay. Candlelight vigil, church service. Oh, here's another. Just a tiny blurb. No picture, no nothing.
Still a missing person? Same time frame?
Same year, same summer. But this one has two columns, photos, even a prayer circle at the church. This one got half a paragraph.
Maybe it depends on who they knew. Or who had money to make noise.
Wait, this isn't part of the newspaper.
What is it?
It was a photograph. A Polaroid, to be exact. A missing person search party. faces blurred by the years. But behind them, in the tree line, another shape. A figure half caught in the frame, faded, indistinct. Something mostly shadows, but the eyes were red from where they caught the flash. The figure looked too big to be a human. It wasn't noted in the article, not explained anywhere.
They don't mention this figure. Someone should have seen this.
Looks like bad film. Old camera, shaky hands. This stuffy library, that's all.
Or maybe it's our story.
Three students came to Hollow Creek looking for a story, and they found one. But some stories have teeth, and Hollow Creek was hungry. Nothing Happens in Hollow Creek is a student-led production out of Kennesaw State University. The show was written by John Williams. Our production manager is Abigail Diamond. Our audio and visual editor is Abby Tape. Our theme and outro music are by Sawyer Goodson. Eli is voiced by Abby Tape. Jordan is voiced by Abigail Diamond. Miles is voiced by John Williams. For more information about the show, please visit us at nothinghollow.com or give us a holler on Instagram at NHHCOfficial. Thank you once again for listening. We'll see you next time. If God is willing and the creek don't rise.